Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Peches, Psachim 88a, pagination is 175. We're making reference to the Gemara at the end of the facing page. Higla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael LeBavel, Hashem sent the Jewish people to exile after the first Beis HaMikdash to Babylonia, to Bavel. And in the final words on the page, Ula Omar, Ula said the reason, Kedesha Yochlu Temorim, because they will be able to eat dates, which have, there are many dates, it's plentiful in Bavel, V'yasku B'Torah, and they will be nurtured from these dates that are so plentiful, and they'll be able to have time to study Torah. The Gemara relates a story. Ula ikla lepumpedisa. Ula came to the town in Bavel of Pumpedisa. Karivala terina de tamri. They brought him a basket full of tamarim, of dates. Omaluhu. And he said, kama kiani bezuza. How much can the coin, a zuz, acquire of these fruits? Amrule talas bezuza. You can get three of them for a zuz. Omar, he said, Malatzina de Duvja Bezuza, you could buy a basketful of such tamarim at such an affordable price. Ubavloi lo aski beoraisa, and the Babylonians don't toil in Torah. Such abundance. Why don't they spend more time studying? Belelya, that night, Tziaruhu, the fact that he ate these dates caused him pain. Presumably stomach problems. Omar, he made the expression in a changed way. Malatzina sama demosa bezuza. You could buy something that causes such terrible ailments for such a simple coin. It's so tempting. Bebavel ubavlo yaske beoraisa. And they actually toil in Torah. Wow, that they overcome such a problem. However we understand the tamarim, the dates of Ula, the dates of Bavel, but the principle here certainly is that Ula's attitude was, if there's abundance, if there's plentifulness, then it should be easier for us to toil in Torah, because one of the primary distractions of normal, sincere people is the distraction of parnasa, of making a legitimate, honest living, and if indeed it comes easier, there should be more time to study Torah and the ability to concentrate with greater serenity. Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar taught, Mai dichsiv, what does the pasuk mean when it says in Yeshaya, Va'alchu amim rabim, many nations will go, Va'amru, they will say, L'chu v'nal el har Hashem, let us go up to the mountain of Hashem, El Beis Elokei Yaakov, to the house of the God of Yaakov. And the Gemara wonders, Elokei Yaakov, Elo Elokei Avram v'Yitzchak. What is it? It's the God of Yaakov, and it's not the God of Avram and Yitzchak. Normally, the founding fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, are grouped together. Why does this particular pasuk, referring to Hashem's location, the Beis HaMikdash, as a bayis, as a house, why does it refer to it as the bayis, the Beis, Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov? Ella, he explained, Loka Avraham, the ultimate title of the Makom HaMikdash, that holy place, will not be like Avraham, Shakasa Bohar, who refers to it as a mountain, that it will be said that Hashem appeared by the mountain, by the Akedah. V'loki Yitzchak, and not as Yitzchak referred to it, as the Torah records, Shekosu bo sode, it's referred to as a field. Shenema v'yetze Yitzchak lasuach basode, and Yitzchak went out to daven in the field. And these are not just incidents, they're defining the relationship. Avram, at his greatest moment, saw it as a mountain. Yitzchak at his greatest moment that's recorded of his particular experience, it's referred to as a field. Elaki Yaakov Shekara Bayis. Yaakov calls it a house. Shenemar Vayikra Shema Makom Ahu Beisel. Yaakov calls it Beisel. The Marsha points out that indeed we have the place of the Mikdash referred to in the Psukim in different ways. By the Churban it says, Al Har Tzion Sheshameim, the mountain of Tzion that was destroyed, that was desolate. Also, there's a pasuk, Tzion Soda Techoresh, Tzion as a field will be plowed, that the victor plowed around it to show ownership and disgrace. It's referred to as a field. And then we have a different pasuk that's not as a har, a mountain, and not as a soda, a field, but El Beis Elokei Yaakov, the house of the God of Yaakov. What's the significance of Yaakov's relationship with this place? So Yaakov did not simply experience it. It's a mountain, it's a field, it's a momentous experience. Yaakov's relationship with the location was that he envisioned it as a house. And that's his relationship with it. When he was ready to go to sleep, he goes to sleep at this location. It's called home to him. And the Beis HaMikdash in Yaakov's mind was a bias, and that's how it's recorded in the Pasuk in Yeshaya for destiny, that it's a bias, it's a Beis HaMikdash. We have, for example, the Pasuk from David HaMelech, Tehillim Chav Zayin, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yimei Chayei. A person davens, as David davened, that I should dwell in the house of Hashem all the days of my life. Now, there's an obvious question. Does this mean, which would be a very primitive understanding of the pasuk, that the person never leaves the Beis Medrash, so to speak, the house of Hashem, he never leaves? David himself was a very colorful personality, if you will. He did many things. He didn't only sit in the Beis Medrash. He was a king. He was a warrior. He was a lot of different things. But, as Rav Matisyahu Salomon explains, there's a place that you call home. There's a place where, if you need to go to sleep, this is where you go. There's a place that's referred to, home is where the heart is, the place that you're answerable to. The people in that building are the people you call home with. And that was the level that Yaakov instituted, so to speak, regarding the Beis HaMikdash. It's a home, it's the safe location. It wasn't just an experience like the Har and the Soda, momentous events, Avram and Yitzchak, but Yaakov forged a whole new relationship, which was the bias relationship, the home, the palace, the Beis HaMikdash, and likewise the legacy of Yaakov, the legacy of Torah, the Beis HaMedrash. As we say, regarding the Beis HaMikdash, Sheyibane b'mheira v'yameinu, Amen, that it should be rebuilt speedily and in our days. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.